There's another ingredient that needs to be talked about, and I referred to it briefly, but it's a very important one. And it's one I call the power of words and the power of example. And the word I want to talk about is the S word. And I try not to say it out loud because it's such a painful word. S-T-U-P-I-D, that word. And its cousin, the D word, D-U-M-B. Those words are incredibly painful. And in some places, you hear them all the time. Kids say them to each other. In some places, grown-ups say that about kids without realizing how painful it is. And people don't realize it. They treat it like no big deal. But it eats away at our kids. It eats away at us. I was a school principal, and I had a rule in my school that the S word and the D word could not ever be said out loud anywhere in the school on any occasion at any time. They could not be said in the corridors. They could not ever be said on a bus. They could not be said on the athletic fields. And imagine how exciting it was to have a school where every child knew that he or she could come to school and never hear that word. Now, for parents who get frustrated with their child, I'm going to help you encourage the expansion of your own vocabulary and your child's vocabulary. When you're really upset, you can say that your child was foolish. You can say that your child should have known better. You can say that your child needs to think before he or she acts. There are a million ways that you can say what, in fact, the child may have done wrong. But that S word is poison. And if you spray it in the air, people take it in. And when you think that about yourself, what's the point of working hard at school?